In 2010, the city of Phoenix adopted the Tree and Shade Master Plan. It called for the city of Phoenix to invest in trees and urban forests in an effort to, quote, reduce its carbon footprint, decrease energy costs, reduce stormwater runoff, increase biodiversity, address the urban heat island effect, clean the air, and increase property values, end quote. It called for a minimum 25% arboreal coverage of the city. Though city services plant about 2,000 trees a year, some downtown neighborhoods are struggling to meet 10% coverage. On Wednesday, the Phoenix City Council passed an ordinance that would codify some of the provisions within the Tree and Shade Master Plan into municipal law. Nicole Rodriguez is a community advocate and a member of the city's Tree and Shade Subcommittee. She's with me to talk about the latest developments. So, Nicole, what will yesterday's vote actually lead to?
The vote yesterday has a significant impact moving forward on our urban forestry tree canopy for Phoenix. And one of the things I think that's paramount to that text amendment that planning and development pushed through is that developers now will be required to maintain their landscape vegetation even after, you know, the development is completed, the doors are open for business, and they have all their trees in place. Because sometimes you can come across developments that later maybe there's tree damage and they don't replace it, or they even uproot the trees for whatever reason because it's blocking a sign. So now with this text amendment, they added in language to strengthen the accountability for our developers and the business owners to make sure that that landscape is maintained indefinitely. As well as the big thing that I helped push for and putting into the text amendment were tree protection for mature and established trees that are already on site during the development process of construction that's going on for a new build.
When it comes to sustainability, when it comes to just lifestyle, what sort of difference can these sorts of steps make for a community like this, especially one that is affected so much by heat and climate change?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, we need to be thinking of ways of saving and maintaining mature trees, or as Councilwoman Ansari put it best last night at the council meeting, is preserve and enhance our shade. You know, we have to recognize water is decreasing. We have shortages coming. We have less rain. Our temperatures are going up. It's getting hotter here. We're seeing more days above 110 degrees. And so we just have to find a way to adapt and develop with those issues in mind. And this text amendment is one small step in that direction. Honestly, there's a lot more that we need to be doing collectively as a community and the city. But what this will help is preserve our mature trees that can remain in place on development sites. And we want to make sure those mature trees and established trees can stay in place, the ones that are selected to stay in place, because they utilize less resources than a newly planted tree. So they don't require as much water or supplemental water, and they provide more shade. There's a lot more benefits from a tree that has, you know, a mature canopy, and a lot more activity goes on and with the birds and, you know, anything else that a tree can provide. It's done exponentially more by a large mature tree than a young tree that's just been planted.
Yeah. There was opposition to the ordinance, and I'm not just talking about the couple of council members, because that happens with politics, of course. But when it comes to the community, were there people saying that this wasn't a good idea? And if so, did any of the reasons make sense to you, or did it just seem like it was opposition for the sake of opposition?
You know, there was questions about the text amendment that did not relate to the tree protection zone that I propose. And they, most of the village planning committees throughout the city of Phoenix, you know, that all these text amendments go through and they get vetted by community members throughout Phoenix in this village planning committee process. There were some members that voiced concerns about aspects of that text amendment where maybe they didn't believe that a certain department should be the one, you know, responsible for making sure developers are maintaining the vegetation, for instance. But they were very supportive of enhancing and protecting our urban forestry. And that was consistent throughout. Everyone that spoke was pro for protecting our tree canopy in Phoenix. No one voiced opposition about that. And I could say, you know, in the end, it was a collective collaboration in getting the tree protection language in there with the city of Phoenix, you know, the community as stakeholders, the developers. And it came together and became a very vetted and strengthened text amendment in the end that later went through our planning commission, and they voted on it unanimously. The planning commission voted for this unanimously.
So it's been a little more than a decade since the city presented the Tree and Shade Master Plan. Could you give me an assessment of how you think the tree development sort of matched the region's population and development growth over the past 10 years? I guess I'm wondering, was good progress being made, but it just wasn't enough, and that's the reason that that what happened yesterday needed to happen? Or was it sort of going at a much slower pace than was needed?
You know, the Tree and Shade Master Plan is over a decade old, and a lot of time and energy went into putting that together. Arguably, we're behind on the goals and agenda in the plan. Even though there's not dates codified into the Tree and Shade Master Plan, I think the intent was to have a proactive approach in getting things done. We need to come together more and have conversations about how we can integrate urban forestry into all of our conversations. So it needs to be in every conversation we're having, not just in planning and development, it needs to be in our streets departments, our water departments. It has to be on the top of our mind when we're doing any kind of city planning, any kind of community planning, because this is, you know, a vital need and issue.
Nicole Rodriguez is a community advocate and a member of Phoenix's Tree and Shade Subcommittee.